we're anticipating a 53rd consecutive season of Detroit Tigers baseball broadcasting. And it's actually going to start soon, next month, because at the end of February, the first spring training broadcast will be on there. How about that, folks? And yes, our Tigers have certainly suffered very difficult seasons. Use whatever words you want. But at least the Tigers have done so honestly. At least as far as we know.
Because
I got to tell you, if we've been doing any cheating, then we certainly haven't been doing it very well.
Or the players got caught, like Carlos Guillen or somebody like that.
Yeah.
But that was an individual player, right.
Baseball yesterday had to put the hammer down on the Houston Astros as an investigation, I guess you could say, was officially concluded with the announcement that the Astros did indeed steal signs in the most unconventional way. Stealing signs in baseball is fine when you steal them by watching players. And that's a long tradition.
Figuring them out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The mannerisms of something that maybe a pitcher is showing off his pitchers because of the way he holds a ball or stands. You know, hey, I do that in Little League, for goodness sakes. But you don't put a video camera out in center field, relay signals to the dugout, and have somebody make noises that would tell a batter which pitch is coming, which essentially is what the Astros did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're banging on a drum or something.
Exactly right. Whatever it was they used. Right. Manager A.J. Hinch fired. General Manager Jeff Luhnow fired.
And banned from baseball for a year, I understand.
Yeah, suffering suspensions, which, if you ask me, that's pretty light.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the World Series championship year, which forever will be tainted now. And that's unfortunate, especially for us, because we had the Astros' connection to Justin Verlander. Yeah, remember, that's the year that Justin went to, you know, say, oh, we didn't want to see him go, but at least JV got his World Series championship.
Well, at least it was the offense doing it and not the defense. You know, that Verlander would have been on pitching.
Well, I guess you can make that point. But the problem with this is the Astros players had to know what was going on.
Yeah.
And the players weren't punished at all.
I heard a report that most of them were aware or should have been aware.
Oh, yeah. How could you not?
Mm-hmm. And is it true that they're... Because this is something that they could only do at home, right, during home games. Yeah, they weren't doing this on the road games. But that the players' individual numbers as a whole, I guess you could say, were a lot better at home than they were on the road.
I've heard that, but I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the statistical breakdown.
Okay.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No, well, no, of course not.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, if you're in the dugout, and this, you know, even if I don't know what's going on, I'm going to be like, what? Stop that. Right. You're annoying me. That's how I would find, you know? And the fallout, furthermore, is the connection to Alex Cora, who was, a bench coach with the Astros that year of 2017, then went to the Red Sox in 2018. Remember, the Red Sox were under the same investigation.
Right.
The hammer's going to come down on Alex Cora. If I'm Alex Cora, admit to it and get out of baseball.
And the Red Sox won it all.
Won it in 2018.
Exactly clean,
so. Put it in perspective, I think the best way is this. I saw somebody send out, and I don't know who it was, or maybe it was just the suggestion. Somebody sent out a message. All Pete Rose did was bet on his team to win fairly.
I'm going to prep. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let's remember that Pete Rose, first of all, still broke the Cardinal sin rule.
No question.
And secondly, he knew which players sometimes he could maybe throw in and which players he didn't want to play if he knew that he needed to score a certain way.
So you're saying he could manipulate?
He knew how to manipulate.
No, I don't. I think they were comparing the punishments. Is what I think.
Right.
Well,
then that's why I'm with you. I think these two guys should be. Well, first of all, I think the World Series should be stripped, in my opinion. And then I think the GM and the manager AJ Finch, they should be suspended a lot longer than just 1 year.
Yeah. I mean, you can look back at any ways of some of the...
I mean, this is serious. You've got to set a precedent.
This is blatant cheating.
Right.
As bad as it was that we had to go through the steroid era.
Right.
You know.
They may have a hard time finding a job even after the year suspension is up.
Maybe.
Who's going to want to touch this?
That's true. But wait, are you telling me, Charlie, are you seriously telling me that a New England team found a way to cheat to win a championship? No way! This is breaking news. I can't believe this.
You can't deflate baseballs. So they found another way.
Maybe they picked up some tips.
Wow! Yeah, they talked to Bill Belichick. Wow.
Oh, man.
No way.
It's just, you know, as I said, we're anticipating another baseball season. You know, for our affiliation with the Detroit Tigers, baseball's got to deal with this mess, which is going to overshadow, because you know what the talk is going to be going into spring training, especially for the, I mean, what do the Astro fans do now? I mean, how do you cheer for a team, or how do you defend a team of, you know, the damage is out there and it's all now known?
Yeah.
Well, it was known before then.
A lot of fans want to win at all costs. May not true. Bother them too much. I'll be back in the ballpark.
This is true. Well, I'm probably, you know, this was my mantra for a lot of years when it came to all the problems that baseball was undergoing. I'm not going to let my love of the game be harmed by particular incidents, which hopefully have been handled and we'll never have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, they lived through pine tar and a lot of other things over
strikes
the years.
Yeah. And things like that. Yeah. You know. But, well.
Yeah, and if you win, people will show up. So, and Houston's got a good team still.
Yeah. Well, they had a good team. They didn't. Yeah, did they need to do this?
No.
No.
No. And this all got into the spotlight because of a certain former Tiger, right, who came forward?
Yeah.
Is that Mike Fiers?
I think it was Mike Fiers. Yeah. That's right. Exactly right. The pitcher.
Yeah.
Oh, whistleblower.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. He was the whistleblower in this whole thing.
What are the Los Angeles Dodgers thinking? Because they lost to both the Astros and the Red Sox in 17-18.
Yeah.
And dare I say, there's going to be some fans or someone who's going to come forth with some lawsuits, I'm thinking, because you know what? Hey, I put some money down on these teams, and
hey, you know. If the New Orleans Saints fans were suing the NFL last year, yeah, they watch out for this.
So bring on Tigers baseball, as pathetic as it may be. At least it's at least we lose in
fair and square.
Fair and square. We suck on our own.